听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众朋友，大家好，我是赖子雄，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce。
今天我们给大家介绍的是一个绘画，也是第146课，在第502页，我们这个教材大家已经翻到了。我们现在就一块请呢 Bruce 呢为我们念。那么这个对话也请大家注意他的发音、他的语调，如有可能跟着模仿。当然我们更高兴的，如果你有这个录音机的话，时代准备好，准备开始录音。
Lesson 146, Doing It in the Pants. Part 1, Dialogue. Donald is in class. He raises his hand to get the teacher's attention again. Donald is a boy's name. Here the teacher is a woman. And she says, Yes, Donald, what do you want? And he says, Excuse me, sir.I'm sorry, the teacher is a man here. May I go to the washroom? But this is the third time in half an hour. I know, says Donald, but my mother made me eat a big breakfast this morning. The teacher asks, why? And he explains, she said that if I eat a big breakfast,I will do better in my schoolwork. The teacher says, but if you go to the toilet every 10 minutes, you won't be able to do any work. Donald says, but if I don't go now, I'll do it in my pants. And the teacher says, well, I guess if you've got to go...You've got to go.
今天这个对话蛮有意思的。这个标题 Doing it in the pants， 在裤子里头做这个事情，当然这是一个委婉的说法，也就是呢，就是把呢这个粪便呢拉在裤子里头里头了，就这么说。但是我们在这里的 pants 要稍微说一下，这个 pants 是裤子。Trousers 也是裤子 ，slacks 也是裤子 ，shorts 也是裤子。哇哦，这几个字啊，你看他们都加了 s。Pants 我们看到这个字 ，trousers 我们先拼一下
，t r o u s e r s，t r o u s e r s trousers
slacks。
S-L-A-C-K-S, S-L-A-C-K-S, slacks.
另外 shorts,
S-H-O-R-T-S, S-H-O-R-T-S, shorts.
这些都是裤子，因为有两个裤管，所以我们都要用的是加一个 S。但问题来了，那么这里到底 pants, trousers, slacks, 还有 shorts?有什么区别呢?
Well, first, shorts are different from slacks, trousers, and pants because they are short pants. We wear them and they go down about to our knees only, maybe above the knee or at the knee or a little below the knee, but they're not long, they're short.So we call them shorts.
讲的是短裤，可能是在膝盖那个地方那么长，或者在膝盖上面一点点，或者膝盖下面一点点，那么都叫做短裤，我们用 shorts. 那其他呢？
Well, pants is the most general term. Trousers is British English. Americans used to say trousers, but we don't use this word much anymore.But in British English, you will hear them say trousers. Americans usually say pants. Now, slacks are pants too, but only for casual wear. We wouldn't wear slacks like blue jeans to a formal party or a formal meeting or a formal dance.
所以一般的裤子啊，像西装裤，我们都可以讲 pants， 这是美式英语。那么在英式的，我们就用 trousers。至于 slacks 呢，这是休闲裤，包括呢我们讲的牛仔裤。牛仔裤呢，我们就用 jeans 这个字也要加 s， 它是这样拼的
，J E A N S。J-E-A-N-S jeans
好，那么这些呢都要加个 S 啊，所以一条裤子要用 a pair of pants， 可不能说 a pant， 如果 a pant 那只有一个裤管，一个裤管呢如果穿呢两个脚的不穿进去的话走路会跌倒的，所以记住一条裤子可不能说呢 a pant， 而要说 a pair of pantsA pair of shorts, 一条短裤 pair, 一对或是一双，那么这个 pair 是这样拼的
P-A-I-R, P-A-I-R, a pair of pants.
我们在谈绘画内容之前呢，先跟大家讲这个标题啊 ,Doing it in the pants, 这是什么意思，同时能告诉我们在什么时候使用。
If you are sick and you have the runs, maybe you will do it in your pants because you can't go to the toilet in time. Or maybe you are outside and suddenly you really have to go to the bathroom, but there is no bathroom and you have an emergency.And you may do it in your pants.
So yesterday, you came over here and I smelled something. You really stink. So does it mean that you did it in the pants?
I'm afraid so.
昨天来的时候我看有味道，蛮臭的。那你一定是拉在裤子上了。Did you eat anything wrong?
Yes, I had too much greasy junk food again.
啊，吃了太多。再一次的吃了太多油腻的这些垃圾食物 ,greasy 是这样拼的
,G-R-E-A-S-Y, G-R-E-A-S-Y, greasy.
Junk food, J-U-N-K, J-U-N-K, 就是垃圾没有用的没有什么营养价值的这样的东西油腻腻的吃了太多以至于拉了肚子。I had the runs, 刚才讲了这个字。To have the runs, run 一定要加个 s, 就是来回跑跑好几次所以要用复数。所以我们讲说我拉肚子了在英文里头要这样说 I had the runs, 我用了过去时。如果现在正在拉肚子 I'm having the runs, 就用了现在进行时。所以呢我就开玩笑呢,Bruce 昨天来的时候呢怎么身上臭臭的呢啊 ,he stinked, 我用了过去时发臭的 ,stink, 是这样拼的
,s-t-i-n-k, s-t-i-n-k, stink,
but yesterday I didn't mind, 我根本不在乎 ,I didn't mind at all, because,我就干什么呢 ?I bought some stinky tofu. 我自己赶紧吃臭豆腐把那个味道把它压住啊。Stinky tofu, 也就是臭豆腐这个字我们教过了对不对
?Right.
现在我们就不拼了现在就要一块的来看这个对话。Donald is in class. Donald 是一个男孩子的名字。他呢正在上课。He is in class. 他正在上学。He is in school, 我们这样说的啊、记住用 to be in class, 而不说 in the class, 这是习惯的用法。他正在上课。如果说 he is in the class, 那通常指的是他的教室里头并不一定是在上课对不对
Right.
好特别记住
in the class or in the classroom.
但在上课就要说 he is in class, 不能说 he is in the class. He raises his hand.这是他举手干嘛呢 to get the teacher's attention again 能够引起老师的注意再一次的引起老师的注意这个 get 就等于 to cause 或是 to attract 在吸引 to attract the teacher's attention 好这个时候呢老师就说话了 Yes Donald What do you want? 哈哈 Donald, 那你要是你怎么样啦、啊、想做什么呀 Yes, Donald, I noticed that you're raising your hand. So, what's your problem? What's your question? What do you want? 这样子。通常我们在、美国上学的时候呢，在课堂上呢，他们学生通常是被鼓励要来问问题的。Students are always encouraged to, you know, ask questions. If they want to do so, they of course have to raise their hands in order to attract the teacher's attention. 通常有时候学生他们直接会讲 question， 他说哎，我这有一个问题，往往会这样讲 question， 我们就这样说。好，这是美国的这些同学是经常是在学校问问题比较多。我想 Bruce 呢在大学里头教书，有没有感觉到我们中国同学跟这个美国同学在课堂上有什么不同没有？
Well, you just mentioned one difference. If I'm teaching students in the United States, and many of these students come from countries from around the world, not only American students,They are usually very eager to ask questions and to discuss ideas in class. But, here I have the problem of inviting my students to discuss something and I say, well, does anyone have a question? Nothing. Then I have to call on my students for an answer.
Call on somebody for an answer. 鼓励同学怂恿他们来干什么呢要来问问题。I would say asking questions in class is very important if you study in the States, because if you do so, you'll make a very good impression on your teacher.、
Mm-hmm.
啊、这是很重要的，因为你在课堂上问问题给老师留下一个好印象， you'll make a good impression.On your teacher, 记住那个介词用 on, 因为老师呢这样做的时候，老师会觉得 the teacher tends to feel that you are devoted to your studies and you like to study and the feedback is very good, then the teacher will be very happy about it. So 他就会讲说，you are a good student, 在 toward the end of the semester, 在学期快结束的时候 the teacher will give you an A or even an A plus, 这样子。我记得我当时在美国念研究所的时候，哇，我的不问题，我不像其他的中国同学，他们坐在一个小角落里头、they talk, you know, and they speak Chinese only, they, you know, have their own small group,Whereas I, you know, want to separate from them. 我想跟他们离开的，我不想这样子啊。I want to, you know, be on my own, and I mingle, you know, with those American students, and I ask questions, usually one after another. So all the teachers there really had a very good impression about me.
Well, that's the best way to learn. If you don't know something, or sometimes we don't understand it very well,Ask your teacher.
不错的。好了，接下来我们就来看呢。老师这样讲，这个是 Donald 非常有礼貌，他用了 Sir 这个字。Excuse me, sir. May I go to the washroom? 老师对不起啊，我可不可以到呢？这个所谓的 washroom， 这个字我们讲过了。Washroom 就是厕所，
right.
这边我们可以翻成洗手间，对不对？就用这样的一个字。好，说 May I go to the washroom 洗手间？当然，其实还可以用哪几个字呢
？Well, we could, especially in school, we can use the word lavatory, L-A-V-A-T-O-R-Y, L-A-V-A-T-O-R-Y, lavatory. That would be one, and of course.We could use, the toilet, and he does say this later in, the teacher says this later in the dialogue, I would like to go to the toilet, but in schools, we usually use lavatory. Bathroom is usually used in someone's home, not in a school. I think you know the word bathroom. And WC, this is a British English expression. WDN, CDN. You may have seen this. We use this outside of the house, maybe in a restaurant or in a business office.
我想这样解释很清楚了。但是我要考 Bruce， 也那么希望我们同学注意到，假如说是在军中的时候，叫 in the barracks， 在营房里头啊，那么那个厕所也是用 L 开头的，那个字啊，就是比较难一点的，什么 latrine。
latrine 啊、oh, ，I couldn't。We used to also call it the head。H-E-A-D, 那头那个 head, but Peter used the military term latrine, L-A-T-R-I-N-E, L-A-T-R-I-N-E, latrine, 是军人用的字。
对，他们在云房里头，我们常常可以看到一些军事片啊的这个美国的一个片子啦、啊，他们常常就会用这样的一些术语，所以我们觉得什么东西我们都要学，将来这种字啊才会懂得越来越多。好啦，接着我们再往下看。But this is the third time in half an hour， 这是半个小时内啊，已经是第三次了。This is the third time that you want to go to the washroom。In half an hour. Oh, 半个小时，这是第三次了。The teacher senses that something is wrong, 大概有点问题了。他就这样讲。Donald 就这样说， I know, but my mother made me eat a big breakfast this morning. 我当然知道，可是我妈妈要我吃好丰盛的一个早餐哦！今天早上我吃了八个蛋，两个冰淇淋，哇，还有那火腿面包，哇，猛吃！啊，这是我对 Bruce 呢，我有了解的。He likes to eat, especially if the meal is free. 如果这顿饭是免费的，是他的猛吃的这样，所以千万不要请他到你家来吃东西啊！啊，我们就这样说。I know, but my mother made me eat.A big breakfast this morning. 你看这边用了一个很好的用法 ，made somebody do something， 或者用原形动词做宾语补足语。我们用 make 加宾语，再加用原形动词。我们造个例子
：The teacher made me write my homework on the blackboard.
好，老师呢要我呢在黑板上呢写下家庭作业。再来一遍。
The teacher made me write my homework on the blackboard.
Right. He made me do it. 千万不要说呢 he made me to do it. 但是特别记住一遍被动的时候就要加 to. He made me do it. I was made 要用 to do it. He made me wash the car. 他要我洗车子。I was made.To wash the car, 就这么说。那 teacher 呢就讲 why? 怎么一回事情啊为什么这样呢 Why did your mother make you eat a big breakfast? 啊为什么这么说呢 Donald 就讲了 He responds, 他这样回应 response 是这样拼的
R-E-S-P-O-N-D-S, 第三人单数。R-E-S-P-O-N-D-S, Donald responds by saying,
他这样说 She said that if I eat the big breakfast, I would do better in my schoolwork. 因为我妈妈说如果我呢早餐吃得很丰盛的话哦，那我在学校的课业那么就会表现得很棒 I would do better in my schoolwork. So,His mother believes that the more, you know, her boy eats, the, you know, sharper, I would say.
That's right. He will have a sharper mind. That's what we talked about yesterday. Mental sharpness.
That you've been the sharper he will become. We've been a 更敏锐了。所以妈妈说猛吃。那么现在是三个蛋吃下去的时候英文就可以考86分然后再加一个火腿那数学就100分妈妈就这么想说的。不过在这里有个用法 I would do better in my schoolwork. 这个 do better 实际上是从 do well 过来的。我们曾经说过表现良好 to do well in 哪一方面，我们也可以模仿造个例子。
Last month, we did fairly well on that case, but this month, we are doing even better.
好，刚才用了 on that case, on 是代表有关的意思。所以这边用 on 也可以，但用 in 的时候在哪个范畴方面，我们就可以这样说 He did well in that field、啊、这一方面他表现得非常好。我们不是说过吗 He did well in the speech contest， 但在考试他考得很棒，那个记住永远要用 on， 因为在考试卷上啊 He did quite well on the English quiz， 这个小考方面，英文小考考得非常的棒。 Quiz 我们记得教过这个字哦，再拼一下
Quiz Quiz Quiz
小考。那一般的比较重要的考试用 test、嗯、更大的考试就要用 examination 哇，这是像 the final examinations， 通常用复数，用好几科的考试。如果老师呢讲抽考用 a pop quiz，抽考前面加个 pop 是这样拼的
P-O-P P-O-P pop。
老师一进来的时候呢 Sit down please Today、we're going to teach you lesson one OK But 突然老师就开始就变脸了 Now stop looking 或者 stop looking at your book Just look at me I'm going to make a very important announcement我们要做一个重大的宣布 Then all the students are all ears 他们都注意听 Well, I'm going to give you a pop quiz 我是准备给你抽考突然间咚的一声有个昏倒了一看原来是 Bruce 马上从椅子这样跌了下来他们要准备读书记住 a pop quiz 就这样子抽考这么说的好了接着 teacher 讲 But if you go to the toiletEvery 10 minutes, you won't be able to do any work. 他说但如果你每十分钟就到厕所那用了 toilet, 那么这边在学校里头就不要用 the bathroom. Bathroom 呢是 B-A-T-H-R-O-O-M, 是我们家里面的。那个 bathroom 呢主要是因为我们家里面的浴室啊通常还有一个澡缸在那边。所以 bathroom, 为什么用这个在家里面讲厕所用 bathroom 就这个道理但也可以在家里面这个 toilet 照样可以用的、I have to go to the toilet 家里头也可以用 toilet 外头的厕所也可以讲 toilet 都可以用这个字但我们刚刚讲的 laboratory 一定是指的是外头的、啊、公共场所的叫 laboratory 好了就这样说了如果你每十分钟啊就呢到这个厕所那去 You won't be able to do any work 那你什么事都不能做啊你什么都就不能够专心啦、啊、就学不好啦、啊、That won't help you even though you have eaten your breakfast 这样子好 Donald 听了这句话、if I don't go now I'll do it in my pants嗯，老师啊，如果我现在不马上走的话，我就会在我裤子里头做那回事了。这边指的就是呢，就是解大便的意思啊，来不及了，这样子拉裤子了，拉在裤子里头。I'll do it， 这是个委婉的说法，对不对
？Right。
好的，那么接下来 teacher 就这样说话了。Well， I guess if you've got to go， you've got to go。The teacher。Can't do anything about it.
No, when nature calls,、we have to answer.
Oh, 这句话非常棒，也是很委婉的说法。我们请再说一遍。
When nature calls, 逗点 we have to answer.
当大自然召唤的时候啊，啊，那个大自然 nature， 我们就是这样说的啊。When nature calls.召唤的时候我们马上要做回应哦 We have to answer 我们要做回应这什么意思啊就是诶突然你感觉有那种的做那种事的必要的时候马上要去做要有回应呢就是当你有变异的时候那赶紧呢上厕所去的意思 好，现在我们就愉快的从头到尾把这个对话再念一遍。
Lesson 146, Doing It in the Pants. Part 1, Dialogue. Donald is in class. He raises his hand to get the teacher's attention again. The teacher asks, Yes, Donald, what do you want? And he says, Excuse me, sir, may I go to the washroom? And the teacher complains, But this is the third time in half an hour. I know, says Donald, but my mother made me eat a big breakfast this morning. Why? She said that if I eat a big breakfast, I will do better in my schoolwork. But the teacher says, But if you go to the toilet every 10 minutes, you won't be able to do any work. Donald says, But if I don't go now, I'll do it in my pants. And the teacher says, Well, I guess if you've got to go, you've got to go.
You've got to go, 那个 you've got to, 这是口语的说法。Today, if you have to go, you have to go. I have to tell you something. 常常口语就变成 I've got to tell you something, 都是一样的。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位的收听。我们下一次再会。
Bye, everyone. See you next time.